All right, ready to dive into some really fascinating stuff.
Always ready.
Today, we're exploring the idea
Okay.
that our thoughts and feelings might actually influence reality,
Yeah.
that we're not just observers,
Yeah.
but active participants in shaping our experiences.
Right.
We've got some intriguing sources for this deep dive.
Yeah, sounds interesting.
Ones that delve into this concept, drawing connections between quantum physics, energy,
Yeah.
intention,
Okay.
and what some people call quantum empowerment.
It's captivating
Yeah.
what these sources are doing. They don't just throw around vague affirmations or anything.
Right.
They ground this idea in specific principles from quantum physics, suggesting that the very fabric of reality might be more malleable
Wow.
than we typically think.
Yeah, it definitely piqued my curiosity
Yeah,
when I was looking into this.
for sure.
I mean, I've heard of The Secret and all that, but this
Yeah.
seems to go deeper, connecting it to actual scientific concepts, like really connecting it.
Yeah, one of the core concepts here is the idea that everything,
Yeah.
including our thoughts and emotions, is energy vibrating at different frequencies.
Okay, so break that down for me a little bit. How does
Yeah.
quantum physics support that idea?
Well, one of the sources you have
Okay.
is a physicist who specializes in quantum mechanics, and
Mm-hmm.
he uses the analogy of a wave function.
Yep.
And
Yeah.
in quantum physics, a particle doesn't exist in a fixed state until it's observed.
Okay.
So before that, it exists in a superposition of states,
Okay.
kind of like a wave spread out over multiple possibilities.
Okay.
This physicist suggests that our thoughts and emotions might also exist as wave functions,
Interesting.
influencing the possibilities that collapse into our reality.
So you're saying that our thoughts, like those quantum particles,
Yeah.
are influencing the very fabric of what becomes our reality.
That's the idea that these
Yeah.
sources are exploring.
Okay.
They're proposing that just like those quantum particles, our thoughts and emotions hold a kind of potentiality,
Okay.
a power to shape what manifests in our lives.
So if we're all energy
Yeah.
vibrating to different frequencies,
Right.
how do intentions fit into this picture?
That's a great question.
What are they and how do
Yeah.
they work?
So your sources define intention as a focused direction of energy toward a specific goal.
Okay.
It's like setting a GPS destination for your energy.
Okay.
And what's interesting is they suggest that the clarity and strength of your intention can actually influence the outcome.
So it's not just about vaguely wishing for
No,
things.
no,
It's
no.
about
You
consciously
can.
directing our energy with a clear purpose.
Exactly. So
Oh.
how, so how, and the sources emphasize that the
Yeah.
energy we project is heavily influenced by our emotions.
Okay.
Positive emotions like joy, gratitude, love, they amplify our intentions, while negative emotions like fear, doubt, and resentment can weaken them or even block them entirely.
That makes me think of times when I was really excited about a project.
Yeah.
And it felt like things just fell into place, like the universe was conspiring to help me.
Right.
But when I'm feeling stressed or uncertain, even the simplest tasks seem like an uphill battle.
That's a great example of how our emotional state can affect the energy we're radiating
Yeah.
and, in turn, the experiences we attract. One source even compares it to the principle of resonance in physics.
Okay.
Similar frequencies tend to vibrate together.
Okay.
So if we're emitting high-frequency energy,
Yeah.
we're more likely to attract experiences that resonate with that frequency.
Okay, this is starting to make sense.
It's good.
But let's get even more practical here.
Sure.
Let's say someone's goal is to find a new job.
Okay.
How would this energy and intention stuff actually help them land that dream role?
Well, first they'd need to move beyond just passively wanting a new job.
Right.
They'd need to define a clear, specific intention. For example, instead of "I want a better job," their intention could be, "I intend to find a fulfilling and challenging position in marketing within the next 6 months."
Right. So it's about
So,
getting crystal clear on
yeah.
what you want. But it sounds like
Exactly.
there's more to it than just setting an intention.
Absolutely. This is where action comes in.
Okay.
These sources all emphasize that intention without action is like having a destination in your GPS, but never starting the car.
Right.
You need to take aligned action, steps that are in harmony with your intention.
So in the job hunting example, that might mean updating your resume,
Right.
networking, or practicing your interview skills.
Exactly.
But how does that tie back to this idea of energy and intention?
Well, the sources suggest that when we take action,
Okay.
it's not just about the physical steps themselves. It's also about the energy we bring to those actions.
Okay.
If we're taking action from a place of fear or desperation, that energy will be reflected in our efforts. But if we're acting from a place of confidence, excitement, and belief in ourselves,
right,
that energy amplifies our intention and makes us more magnetic to the opportunities we're seeking.
That's fascinating. So it's like our actions are a way of expressing our intention in the physical world.
Yes.
And the energy we bring to those actions either strengthens or weakens the signal we're sending out.
Exactly. And one of your sources, a spiritual teacher who incorporates quantum physics into her work, describes this as co-creating with the universe. It's not about passively wishing for things to happen, but actively participating in the process of bringing our desires into reality.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
It's empowering to think that we have more agency in shaping our lives than we might realize.
Absolutely. And that's a key theme that emerges from all these sources.
Yeah.
This sense of empowerment, the idea that we're not just at the mercy of external circumstances, but active participants in creating our reality.
This is all really thought-provoking stuff.
I know, right?
But there's still so much more to unpack. Like, how do we actually shift our energy to a higher frequency?
Yeah, how do we do that?
How do we cultivate those positive emotions that amplify our intentions?
Exactly.
And what about those pesky doubts
that
inevitably creep in? We'll delve into all of that and more when we continue our deep dive a little later.
Okay, sounds good. You know, one technique these sources highlight for cultivating a higher frequency, more aligned energy is visualization.
Ah, visualization.
Yeah.
It's one of those things I've heard about but never really explored in depth.
Yeah.
What's the science behind it and how does it tie into this quantum stuff we've been discussing?
Well, your sources approach visualization from a few different angles.
Okay.
One source, a neuroscientist, explains that when we vividly imagine something, our brains fire in ways that are remarkably similar to when we actually experience that thing.
So our brains don't necessarily distinguish between a real experience and a vividly imagined one.
That's right. And from an energetic perspective, your sources suggest that when we visualize with strong emotion, we're essentially emitting that emotional frequency out into the world, which can start to attract experiences that resonate with it.
Okay, so it's not just about creating mental pictures.
No.
It's about feeling the emotions associated with our desired outcome. Almost like we're living it in the present moment.
Exactly. One source uses the term embodied visualization.
Okay.
Emphasizing the importance of feeling the sensations and emotions in our bodies as if the desired outcome is already happening.
That's really interesting. It makes me think of athletes who use visualization to enhance their performance.
Yeah.
They imagine themselves executing a perfect move, feeling the confidence and the physical sensations associated with it. And studies show it actually does improve their performance.
Precisely. And that ties back to the interconnectedness we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
These sources propose that our thoughts, emotions, and actions are all intertwined. Mm. When we engage in embodied visualization, we're not just passively daydreaming. We're sending a powerful signal to ourselves and to the universe about what we intend to create.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Good.
But let's talk about those moments when doubt creeps in.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's easy to get excited and visualize those amazing outcomes.
Uh-huh.
But what about those pesky negative thoughts that tell us it's not possible or that we're not good enough? How do we deal with those from this quantum perspective?
That's such a great question because doubt is something we all experience.
Yeah.
And the sources acknowledge that. They emphasize that overcoming doubt isn't necessarily about suppressing those thoughts.
Right.
But about shifting our energetic focus.
So instead of trying to force ourselves to think only positive thoughts, it's about managing our energy in a way that empowers us to move forward.
Exactly. One source uses a really helpful analogy comparing our energy to a garden.
Okay.
Doubt is like a weed that can choke out the plants we want to grow. We can't just wish the weeds away. We need to actively cultivate the soil, plant seeds of positivity, and nurture those seeds so they can grow strong.
I love that analogy. So how do we practically cultivate the soil of our minds to reduce those doubts?
One suggestion that comes up repeatedly is gratitude.
Okay.
The sources explain that cultivating a sense of gratitude for what we already have shifts our energy to a higher frequency.
So it's not just about focusing on what we want, but appreciating what we already have.
Exactly. And from a quantum perspective, focusing on gratitude could actually be a powerful way to attract more good things into our lives. One of your sources, a spiritual teacher, suggests that when we feel genuine gratitude, it's like we're sending a signal to the universe that we're open to receiving even more abundance.
That's fascinating. It's like we're priming our energetic field to be more receptive to positive experiences by focusing on what's already good in our lives.
I mean, it's the essence of it.
Okay.
And the sources highlight a bunch of other practices that can help us cultivate higher frequency energy, like spending time in nature, engaging in creative activities, practicing mindfulness, or simply doing things that bring us joy.
These are all things that feel intuitively good for us,
yeah.
But it's really intriguing to understand how they connect to this idea of energy in quantum physics.
Right. It adds another dimension to those self-care practices.
Yeah.
And what's empowering about this whole concept is that it suggests we have more control over our energetic state than we might realize.
Okay.
We're not just victims of circumstance. We have tools and practices that can help us shift our energy and in turn influence our experiences.
This is really starting to paint a more holistic picture.
Yes.
That our thoughts, emotions, actions, and the energy we cultivate are all interwoven and play a role in shaping our reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about positive thinking.
Right.
It's about creating an aligned and empowered way of being.
That's beautifully put. And it leads to a thought-provoking question that one of the sources poses, which I'd love to explore with you further.
Okay.
If we accept this idea that our thoughts and emotions influence reality, then what responsibility do we have to ourselves and the world around us to cultivate positive energy?
Wow, that's a profound question.
Yeah.
It's not just about personal gain, it's about the impact our energy has on the collective. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it invites us to consider the interconnectedness of everything.
Okay.
If our energy is constantly interacting with the energy of others and the energy of the universe, then what we choose to cultivate within ourselves becomes incredibly significant.
It's like we're all part of this vast energetic web, and each of us has a role to play in influencing the overall vibration.
Exactly. And I think that's a powerful perspective to hold, especially in a world that can often feel chaotic and overwhelming. It reminds us that we have a choice in how we contribute to the collective energy field.
That's a really empowering thought.
Yeah.
But it also begs the question.
What's that?
How do we balance our own individual goals and aspirations with this sense of responsibility to the collective?
That's a great question to ponder, and one that your sources don't necessarily answer definitively. It seems to be an invitation to explore how we can create a win-win, how we can pursue our own dreams and goals while also contributing to a more positive and harmonious world.
I love that idea. It's not about sacrificing our individual desires, but about finding ways to align them with a greater good.
Precisely. And perhaps that's where the real magic happens, when we can tap into the power of our intention and energy to create a reality that benefits not only ourselves, but also the world around us.
This has been such a fascinating exploration so far. We've covered a lot of ground from the quantum principles behind energy and intention to practical techniques for cultivating higher frequency energy and managing doubt.
Right.
But before we wrap up our deep dive, there's one more piece of the puzzle I'd like to explore.
Okay.
We've talked about the power of our thoughts and emotions, but what about the role of our actions in shaping reality? How does that fit into this quantum picture? We'll continue this fascinating conversation in just a bit. Okay, so we've talked about the power of our thoughts,
yeah,
the importance of intention, and the impact of our emotions. But there's a piece missing. What about our actions? How do they fit into this whole quantum picture of shaping reality?
You're right. That's a really important point, and one that your sources definitely address. It's not just about thinking and feeling the right things. It's about taking aligned action.
Okay. But how do our actions actually influence reality from a quantum perspective?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it seems like a big leap from subatomic particles to, say, going for a run or making a phone call.
Yeah. Well, one of the sources, a physicist who studies the intersection of quantum mechanics and consciousness, suggests that our actions are essentially expressions of our intentions in the physical world.
Okay.
They create a ripple effect, influencing the energy field around us and creating new possibilities.
So it's like our actions are a way of solidifying our intentions,
yeah,
making them more tangible and real.
That's a great way to put it. And another source, the spiritual teacher, uses the analogy of a seed.
Okay.
The intention is like planting the seed, and the actions are like watering and nurturing it, giving it the energy and resources it needs to grow.
I love that analogy. It makes me think about how I approach my own goals. If I just sit around and think about what I want without taking any action, nothing really changes. But when I start taking steps, even small ones, it feels like I'm putting energy into motion and creating momentum.
Exactly. And what's fascinating from a quantum perspective is that your sources suggest that even the smallest actions can have a significant impact. They point to the butterfly effect, the idea that a butterfly flapping its wings in one part of the world can eventually lead to a hurricane on the other side of the planet.
That's incredible. So it's like our actions, no matter how seemingly insignificant,
Right.
can create a chain reaction of events that ultimately shape our reality.
That's the idea. And one of the sources, a psychologist who studies human potential, emphasizes that it's not just about the actions themselves, but the energy we bring to them. If we're acting from a place of fear, doubt, or resistance, those emotions will influence the outcome. But if we're acting with confidence, passion, and a belief in our ability to succeed, that energy amplifies our efforts and makes us more magnetic to positive results.
So it's about taking action, but it's also about taking inspired action,
Exactly.
action that's fueled by positive emotions and a deep belief in our intentions.
Absolutely. And the sources suggest that when we act in this way, we're not just creating our own reality, we're also influencing the reality of those around us. Remember that concept of interconnectedness we talked about?
Right, it's like we're all part of this energetic web,
Yeah.
and our actions send out ripples that affect the entire system.
Exactly. And this leads to a really inspiring idea that runs through all of these sources. They suggest that when we align our thoughts, emotions, and actions with our highest intentions, we become powerful co-creators of a more positive and harmonious world.
That's such a beautiful and empowering concept. It's not just about personal gain.
Right.
It's about using our energy and actions to contribute to a collective good.
Precisely. And I think that's a message that really resonates with people today. We're longing for a sense of purpose, connection, and hope. And this idea that we can actively participate in creating a better future for ourselves and for humanity as a whole is incredibly inspiring.
I couldn't agree more. So as we wrap up our deep dive into this fascinating
Yeah.
topic, what's the key takeaway for our listeners? What's the one thing you hope they'll remember?
I think the biggest takeaway is that we are not just passive observers in this grand cosmic dance. We are active participants, co-creators of our own reality and the reality we share with others. By understanding the power of our thoughts, the importance of intention, the impact of our emotions, and the role of aligned action, we can step into our full potential and create a life that is truly aligned with our deepest desires and our highest purpose.
Beautifully said. This has been such a thought-provoking and inspiring exploration. I hope our listeners will take these ideas to heart and start experimenting with them in their own lives. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this journey of discovery. Remember, you have the power within you to shape your reality, to create a life filled with purpose, joy, and abundance. Keep those intentions clear, those vibes high, and take inspired action towards your dreams. We'll see you next time for another deep dive into the mysteries of life and the universe.